All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for the gift of eternal life. Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. You're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. And you're worthy of all honor. Lord, we love you today. We worship you, Lord God. And we thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. Lord, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. You are worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, I magnify you today. I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the blood that was shed for the remission of our sins today, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and for your grace and your compassion in the name of Yeshua, Lord God. I thank you for your healing power, granting healing, deliverance in the name of Yeshua, Lord God. I thank you for healing kidney cancer, being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for breaking the yokes and strongholds of oppression and depression in the name of Yeshua. Lord, send your warring angels to do battle over your people in this area and in this region in the name of Yeshua. May yokes be broken. May yokes be destroyed because of the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord God, I ask that you will open doors for people that need jobs, that need homes, Lord, that need financial breakthroughs. Lord, grant the breakthrough in the name of Yeshua, Lord God. And I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for binding the strong man over this area and this region. I thank you for perversion and witchcraft being bound in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, let your name be magnified above the heathen. Let your name be glorified in the name of Yeshua. Now, Lord, let your blessing be upon this broadcast today. And I vow to give you all the glory and all the honor in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, God is great, and He's greatly to be praised. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. And saints, as you know, we are living in perilous times. The return of the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, is imminent. It's extremely important that we in the body of Christ, that we humble ourselves, we get in a position of prayer and intercession and pray for our country, pray for revival, pray that God would move and show up again. We are in need of revival as never before. As we look at our country and we see what is taking place, all of the lawlessness and rebellion and disobedience and all of the things, it has to be troubling to you, saints, to look and see what all of these policies that have been passed that are anti-God. It should trouble us. And we should be wanting to say, you know what, Lord, we got to do better. You know, it's amazing that when you look at what's taking place and what's going on today, you can see how the Lord, when He established the church, He established the church in power and authority. And we were to be a praying church, a church that was militant, preaching the uncompromised gospel of the Lord Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. But yet we have gotten caught up and distracted. We're trying to be like the world instead of, you know, He said in the scriptures, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And we have become a place, and the churches primarily, as tolerance in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ with the authority and anointing of the Holy Spirit to drive out sickness, disease, and perversion and all of the things that are taking place in our society today. When we look, I'm deeply troubled when I look and see what's going on. I don't watch a lot of news because it can be depressing when you hear of all of the things and you see the policies and the things that are happening and taking place and that has been put upon the people. But we need to realize that when Jesus died for us on the cross at Calvary, it was to redeem us from the hand of the enemy and to break the power of sin over our lives, and that we can walk in fellowship with God the Father and enjoy a fruitful, lasting relationship and learn to know Him and recognize His ways and be a vessel of honor that God could use when He wanted to tap you on the shoulder and says, I'm going to use you for this and I'm going to use you for that. And we really, really need to be pressing our way into the kingdom of God and saying, Lord, what will you have me to do? I would say this is a season of surrender, asking God, Lord, however you want to use me, use me. Isaiah had that revelation in Isaiah chapter 6. Let's go there. Isaiah chapter 6, and let's see what the scripture says. To the first time listeners, I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something, I say you pray, get on your knees, and seek the face of God and allow the Spirit of God to deal with you. Glory to God. Excuse me. Saints. Now, we know that Isaiah was of the royal lineage, and he had this revelation of God in Isaiah 6, verse 1. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain, or in other words, two, he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the doors moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and he said, Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. And also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. You know, we need to have that revelation who God the Father is. And you, if you've been listening to Straight from His Word, you know, I preach and teach a lot about the Father heart of God and having a relationship with Christ and with God the Father. And that's what it's all about. So that when we get a heavenly revelation of who God is based upon His scripture and who He is in the Word, your life will change. You will have a new approach, a new fresh love and zeal for serving and seeking the Lord. And here Isaiah had this heavenly revelation of who God the Father is. And I pray that the Lord would visit each and every one of you, that He would open up the heavens and allow you to see His glory, that you might have a revelation of who He is. Because we've not done a very good job of talking about God the Father. You know, I say this, and some of you that are listening to the show, I say it from the perspective of we talk more about purpose and death and destiny and prosperity and finances and these things more than building a relationship with God the Father. It's something that God has put in me that is extremely important, that each child of God, when you profess faith in Christ, that it allows us to come into the throne room and allows us to have a one-on-one meeting with God every single day as we enter into the secret place. And I'm praying that we get a revelation of who God the Father is and that we would be able to embrace Him as Father God and begin to study Him and then get in the Word and allow the Holy Spirit of God to minister to us, to teach us, and to show us who He is. And see, part of the problem today is that we don't preach a lot out of the Old Testament because We say we're New Testament Christians and the Old Testament was for back then. Well, Paul said that all scripture was written for our admonition or for our teaching or for our warning so that we would know how to relate to God, and we can see how God dealt with the children of Israel, and we can begin to walk in a place and recognizing this is what God hates. This is what God does not like. As we've been in this series, Choose Whom You Will Serve, talking about idol worship and idolatry, we can see that there are things that made God angry with the nation of Israel. And it was through the idol worship and worshiping the graven images and all of those things that caused a breach between the people of God and God himself, to where God was constantly justified in bringing judgment on the children of Israel. It was because they had rejected God as being their God, and they wanted to be like the other people. And then they began to bow down and worship these other gods. And he told them, he says, I am the Lord thy God who has brought you out of the land of Egypt. He said, I am God. I'm the one who delivered you. I'm the one that brought you out. Serve me. Bow to me. Worship me. Do not go into those other gods. When I bring you into this place, I need you to break down their altars, destroy, uproot, tear down. Because if you don't do that, there are going to be consequences with the generational sins and generational curses that the people don't like talking about, but it exists. Because when you become a child of God, Satan will activate those things, and then he will make your life a living hell because you choose not to serve him and walk with him anymore. And we have opened doors and allowed him access to giving the enemy legal right to come in to attack our marriages, our children, our health, and our finances, and all of those things because of the generational sins of our forefathers. Yeah, I've talked about it, you know, and, you know, there's so much unbelief to where people will say, well, my God would not do this and my God would not do that. And but when I read in the scripture, go with me to Exodus 34. You're listening to Straight From His Word. Saints, my speech is getting better. yeah, it's been a fight, saints. excuse me. I have my struggles, but it's getting better. Hopefully you can tell in my voice that, yeah, you start almost sounding back like yourself again. That was an ordeal that I went through when the enemy attacked me in the way that he did, trying to take away my speech. And in Exodus 34, once again, saints, let's get this. You remember when Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. And God said, okay, I'll meet with you. I'll show you my glory. And it said in Exodus 34, and the Lord said unto Moses, cut me two tables of stone like you did the first time. And I will write upon these tables the words that write were in the first tables which you broke. And ready, be ready in the morning and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai and present yourself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with you, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before the mount. And he cut two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went unto Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed. You know, I'm jealous. When I look at this, man, the Lord came down in a cloud and stood with him there. God would come down and meet face to face with Moses. Can you imagine God having that type of relationship with you or with an individual? And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, and that they will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and the fourth generations. Now, you've heard me see and heard me say and talk about this a little bit, how we have the generational sins, you know, and when you look at our society, when you look at various cultures, all you have to do is look and see what their cultural worship builds or the gods that they serve or how they approach religion. And you see the things that they are tied to. Well, if that's in your cultural background, that is a legal right. And we have to renounce it in Christ, because it says Christ has set us, redeemed us from the curse of the law. But the generational sins, then we have to renounce it and break those cycles in our lives. Because if we don't, when you profess Jesus Christ and you renounce the kingdom of darkness and you begin to serve God, the enemy is going to do everything he can to disrupt your life and make your life a living hell. But when you are equipped with this knowledge, you as a believer have the authority in Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name, to renounce the generational sins and curses and things that your ancestors may have participated in, your mama and grandma, great-grandpa, and different things like that. We all have things in our history from our ancestral sins that gives the enemy legal right over us in the body of Christ. And the enemy uses that against us. And this is what God says. I keep mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, and are by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third, fourth generation. So it impacts your grandchildren as well. And when we look and see what's taking place with our families today in our society, we can see, you can look and see a generational curse in effect. And there's a premature death, divorce, alcoholism, perversion, poverty. And all you have to do is look and say, I wonder what's going on. What happened in their bloodline? And then once you identify it, you can then go before the throne of grace. And you can pray and ask God to deliver you and your family, to break that power over your life, so that you and your children and your grandchildren will not have to walk in that, because Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. We have been delivered. We have been set free from these things. And we have to be able to recognize what it is that is hindering us and delaying our breakthrough, our spiritual breakthrough. What idols, what sins are in our family history that is causing us to have these struggles? And then Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us. For it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all your people. I will do marvels such as I have not done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which you are shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou that which I command you this day. Behold, I drive out from before you the ites. Okay, I just call them the ites, saints. Yeah, I just call them the ites. And take heed to yourself, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you go, lest it be for a snare in the midst of you. Now, saints, you need to recognize that when you travel from city to city, state to state, there are territorial and demonic principalities and powers that is over that area in that region. And when you go in there, you have to recognize, and when you look over the city of Seattle, the state of Washington state, there's a strong spirit of perversion. There's a strong spirit of idol worship. And you can get caught up in the cultural belief of that state, city. And if you're not careful, you'll begin walking in a way that is not pleasing to God, because you are buying in to that principality, that power, that authority. Paul said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and recognizing that in the kingdom of darkness, they have principalities and powers that are set over regions, and it influences the people in that region. That's why you have to really be strong in your faith in Christ, so you don't get caught up and start going the way of Baal. And he said, take heed to yourself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you go, lest it be a snare to you. He says, but you shall destroy their altars, break down their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods, thou shalt make thee no molten gods. And recognizing the fact that they had all of the images and the things like that, to whereas today we have social media, and we have all of the images that are imprinted on our minds. We see all of the things that people are doing, and then we want to participate, and we want to be like them because we want people to like us. And that's what the church has done when they did this the repackaging of the church. They made the church user-friendly because they want people to like us. Jesus said, If you are the world, they love you. But because you're not of the world, they're going to hate you. You see, the church, when it is persecuted, that's when it grows. When you study in the book of Acts, the church was persecuted. And while it was going through persecution, that the church was growing by the power of the Holy Ghost. But in our modern church today, we have church growth experts, consultants, and we have all of these templates and all of these things to try to get people to come to church instead of getting an anointing and allowing the Holy Spirit of God to draw people to the church. Because then when the Holy Spirit draws them, then he's going to deliver them, and then you're going to have everlasting fruit. So we in the body of Christ need to be praying for God to visit us again. We need to ask God to forgive us for our idol worship. We need to ask God forgiving us for compromising with the spirit of the world, and say, Lord, here I am, use me. Lord, here I am, use me. Send me, Lord. Speak through me, Lord. Lord, let me be an effective witness for you, that I may be to pull those that are in bondage and captivity and bring them out of darkness and introduce them to you as the Lord and as the Savior and the Redeemer. There are so many people, saints, they're in bondage and captivity. They are struggling, and they need to feel the presence of God. They need a touch from God. They need a revelation who God the Father is, that he loved them so much that he sent his only begotten son to die for them, to redeem them. His blood was shed on the cross at Calvary, that they might be forgiven, and that their lives, their souls would not be lost, and they would not perish and go to hell, because God is a good God. God is a loving God, and he desires to have a relationship with his people. And so as we yield and surrender and press our way into the kingdom of God and say, Lord God of Israel, have your way in my life. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. I need your financial support. Please be obedient to the Spirit of God. If you're moving to bless us, please do so. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent. I love you and pray for your family. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.